Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Surgeon. I'm honored and privileged to have with me today the chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department, Chief Tom Sammons, a person I have, and I'm going to be right up front with you. I have an utmost respect for every firefighter all the way up the ranks. And only because my father, God rest his soul, 36, 38 years in the fire department, wanted me to be a firefighter when I came back from Vietnam. I said, Dad, you know I love you dearly. I'd do anything for you. But it takes something with deficient in your brain to run into a burning building. I'm not the smartest guy in the but no thanks. But firefighters are dedicated to get, and you know, we hear a lot about Secret Service. Firefighters also know they're going to work that day could be their last day. So let's not forget that when we're thinking of various things and quick to criticize. Like, Chief, you'll appreciate this. I happened to be in the Big EY the other day, and the guys were coming in buying lunch, whatever.
Yep.
And this lady said, I hope they're not in here shopping. No, they're in here just to walk around. Oh, well. Anyhow, Chief Tom, how are you?
I'm good.
You're
a little happy,
yeah,
but we're good.
Just for the people who don't have one, because I'm an old man and I can't do much anymore, I listen to The Scanner.
Yep.
It's more entertaining, educational, and informational than the news. And it's more truthful. But,
yeah.
Boy, you guys go all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a busy, busy little city right here.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's comforting. I'm an old man and I have a lot wrong with me, physically and probably up here too. But it's nice to know that if I go down, and no more than less than that for me, because I got engine 6, but I'll have trained EMTs here lickety split to deal with whatever happens.
Yes.
And you know, that comes with a cost.
Yeah.
You got to pay the people, you got to keep them trained up, and on staff and all that. So I mean, sometimes, Chief, and I don't want to put you in a jackpot, I'll say this. Oh, by the way, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor's Office, and Mayor Marchetti, City Council, and Peter White, and or the 27 workers in the middle of North Street putting down, trying to dig as many holes as they can. But that must be tough for you guys getting around there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Eversource is really good at communicating with us when they're going to have stuff closed. So we're, you know, we have good communication between them. But if I might just say this really quick, we just did the, you know, City of Pittsfield, Catherine Van Bramer in the mayor's office does the Citizens Academy every year.
Right.
And, so we put our program together here. And they came, and every year we redo it because we have to redo the numbers and everything. And it turns out that the median household in the city of Pittsfield pays about 67 cents a day to have a professional career fire department 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So for 67 cents a day, you know, it's a great bargain. So
it's more than a bargain. Let's leave it at, yeah. I mean, I sometimes think people need to hear what you just said. That's why I love having him on. The other reason I'm having the chief on today, and I just found out this morning, I turned on my my furnace. I did, yeah, after a while complaining. But it was in my living room, it was 64.
Huh.
And but we're going into winter. And my thing is, and of course, many of you know, my father was a firefighter, but he was also a fire inspector. Chief will back me up, I'm sure, on this. please get your furnace looked at before you fire it up.
Yep. Yeah, especially oil. Oil is so filthy.
Yeah.
That's cheap insurance too. You have them come in, clean the boiler. They take the pipe apart. They make sure that there's no buildup. You know, they fix anything that's got to be fixed so it's running efficiently. You pay less money when stuff's running efficiently. So it only makes sense.
Yeah, and like the chief said, it's. I know people who say, well, you know, it's not as costly as your life.
That's right. That's right. I mean,
bottom line, it could be a fire, it could be poison gas, it could be a plethora of different things. But you know, chief, when the fire, I listen. Like I said, the majority of your calls are health related. Would that be safe to say?
Oh yeah. Yep.
And where would we be without them?
Right. Well, there would be a definite delay in service.
Right.
You know, we're positioned in the city. You know, we have headquarters is in the center and four outlying stations, kind of like, you know, the hub and then the spokes of a wheel. So we are able to respond and have very quick response times and initiate EMS. Right. And then the ambulance, one of the two private ambulance companies comes and we assist, you know, treating and packaging the patient and getting the patient into the ambulance. So, there's somebody's having a heart attack or, you know, I mean, God forbid these days we have a lot of overdoses.
Right.
You know, the getting the care to the people is what quickly is what saves lives.
And again, it's I truly believe that is a gift of the city and an asset to the city to have a well-trained fire department that can be just about anywhere in the confines of Pittsfield in 6 minutes.
Oh, definitely.
I'm just saying.
Well, and then, you know, if I might, on top of that, so we're all trained as firefighters. And then there's firefighters on every shift that are tech rescue. So if somebody's trapped in a construction accident or a hunter in a tree stand, or there's a lot of different scenarios that come up underground, we have tech rescue, technical rescue. People from underground or, you know, above ground. We have an active dive team District 5 hazmat is out here in Berkshire County and part of Franklin County that we we have members. The majority of the members are from Pittsfield, but we also have members from North Adams, Lennox and Lee on the hazmat. So they respond. They'll, you know, work with the fire chief. The fire chief's the incident commander, but, you know, we're an asset to Berkshire County. So, and those trucks are stored here in Pittsfield.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. And you know, again, just heard of a wide variety of qualifications that a firefighter has to have.
Yep.
And they are constantly updating, constantly training. Now, I have to ask you this because it reminds me of my childhood. Captain Robert Villanova training tower there.
Yes.
Are we going to get that bad boy rebuilt or what?
Well, we're working to come up. It's 72 years old, I think, and it's been abused its whole life, right? The idea of that structure was to, you know, burn in it all the time. So that structure itself is failing. What we're trying to do, we are working to get grants. Mayor Marchetti has given us a section of property, city-owned property in the city of Pittsfield, and we're trying to come up with a way to build a new fire training facility here in the city of Pittsfield. So we're working on it. It's nothing cheap to do. There's a lot of environmental regulations that go with it. But, you know, all we do is burn straw and pallets. There's no hazardous materials that get burned or, you know, done. But it would also benefit, it would be a regional training facility that would benefit all of Berkshire County. So all towns could come and, you know, train there. It would also be an asset for all the special teams would be able to train there also. Tech cool. Rescue, Hazmat. And we're just working on getting funding. So
if there's any way I can ever help, please don't hesitate to call.
Well, if you got a couple million bucks, we'll take it.
Let me check with the bride. Do I have 20 bucks? Yeah. No, I'm 77. So I can remember there was a big ceremony with that. And my father and mother brought us there. And the ribbon cutting, I guess it was.
Yep.
That's the only thing I can remember back then. I don't remember where I parked the car. So this.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you know, it served its purpose for years and years.
Well, we still use it.
Yeah, right? No, I see that. Yeah.
So we still train in it. But it's hard not being able to have live fire training for firefighters.
Right.
But we use it. Actually, we're using it now. Guys are training in it, you know, going up the stairs, carrying, you know, it's something we do every year. But they also use it in training. So they'll do ladder training. They'll do rope training out of it. So we still use it. We try not to burn in it if we can avoid it.
Well, it's been burned in many, many years. So it served its purpose. The other piece too is, how's your staffing now?
Our staffing's good. We always carry openings because it's just the nature of the beast. There's got retirements and things. So we always have openings. We have openings right now, and we're just, you know, coming into the holiday season. It's tough to store. We'll probably wait till after the first year before we hire again. But our staffing is good. You know, the lists are a lot shorter than when I came in. The pages, there were multiple pages. Now you're lucky to get a page and a third, maybe, of candidates that want to come in. So it's not like it used to be.
Well, you know, somewhere a while back, quite a while now, I read that the plumb jobs were civil service jobs, police, fire, teachers. That was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And since then, they're really reduced. And, you know, I can remember when I took the police exam, I mean, it was, like you said, page upon page. But hopefully people will understand that it is public service. And right now, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is if you want to contribute to the cause, sign up, take the test. It's not an easy life. You need to know right from up front.
But you know what? It's very rewarding.
That's what my next words were. My father would come home and he'd smell like a chimney. And he'd say, yeah, but you know what? We knocked it down. The house is safe, you know.
Yeah.
It's rewarding. I think you have, even today, where nobody respects anybody, but I do think firefighters have the respect of the public.
I think for the most part.
Yeah. What is the retirement now? Just out of, is it 57, 55? What is it?
Well, mandatory out is 65. So, you got to be a minimum of 55. The optimum is 55 years old with 32 years of service.
Oh, 32. Okay.
Yeah. And then you would get 80% of your pay. So
there. And again, to be a firefighter, you have to be in pretty decent shape. Look at our firefighters. I mean, we don't have any really heavy boys, if you want, or girls.
Nope.
So, how long have you been on, Chief?
I'm starting my 29th year this month.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had 28 full years on the job. And I had I was in North Adams as a provisional before that. So
do they even have provisionals anymore?
Not in Pittsfield. I don't know about any.
No.
I don't think so.
No, because I can remember a lot of the old guys when I first went on the job here, a lot of the old guys, well, I started as a provisional. You know, right after World War II, most of them.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, folks, I went on an honor flight this weekend. I can't say enough good things about all the people, the volunteers. We had the Shaker High School Orchestra Band was there at the Albany Airport at 6 a.m. and greeted us.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. But what I wanted to also say was we had two World War II veterans.
Oh, wow.
One was 101 and the other was 100.
Was the 101 guy, was he from Pittsfield?
No, he was the former chief of Bennington, of police.
Oh. Because we just did a thing. The Mayor Marchetti gave a, I believe it's a proclamation. I'm not sure what it was. To a gentleman, Don. I went. He's a World War II vet. Lives here in Pittsfield. It was his 101st birthday the other day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I interviewed a guy. I'll get you the link. I interviewed a guy. Uncle Tony, he's 101. Next November, he's going to be 102. He was the medic. Yeah. Yeah. And Salentino, Tony Salentino.
Okay.
I interviewed him last week he was on. And his memory is sharper than mine. But it was really an honor to be on that flight and an honor to be with them. Really and truly. So I think for people that are interested in finding out, one of the reasons I wanted to have the chief on today, one of the, I think, most important reasons, at least to me, is that you get ready for winter.
Yes.
Get your car ready, get your tires, you know, I don't think you can put studs on until, what, the 15th? Of November. I'm not sure. But anyhow, we're going to go into winter. Your furnace is the center of your heating source for your home. Both the chief and I can't beg you enough to get it checked out, get it cleaned.
You know, not only that,
We're
rolling into the heating season where people are going to be turning on their furnaces. They're going to be using their wood stoves. They're going to be using electric heaters, possibly. So let's keep in mind that not only you want your furnaces cleaned, you want your chimney swept. You want, if you have a wood stove, you want to make sure that no squirrels made a home in there over the summer. We go to chimney fires every year. We're going to start going to them soon. Chimney blowbacks are something that happens in oil furnaces when they're not cleaned correctly. And, that's a mess. There's a lot you got to do. And moving in, talking about electric heat, always remember that if you're plugging in a space heater, here we go. We plug it directly into the wall. We do not use extension cords. We've had too many fires here in the city of Pittsfield that were started by an overheated extension cord. And so right into the wall, it might not be ideal where you want it, but that's the safest way, you know, and turn them off when you're not in the room.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've got cats or dogs, most of them, you know, shut off if they get knocked over, but still that's just a mechanical shut off. It might not always work. Stuff don't have any combustibles within 3 feet of any kind of a wood stove, yeah. You know, a fireplace, an electric heater, you know, common sense stuff, smoke detectors and CO detectors save lives every day. I can't push that enough. If they're over 10 years old, get them replaced.
That's a great piece of advice. Even I didn't know that until the first time you and I did a way back. And, and I checked and mine were right at the line.
Yeah.
So I went through and had them all replaced.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to, I don't want to preach to people, but you have to be responsible for your own safety. They're there if something goes askew, they'll be there. But on who was it? I think Franklin said an ounce of prevention, pound of cure, or whatever. But
Bill, if I could jump back,
yeah, please.
It was Don. The World War II veteran's name is Don Seckler. He's 101 years old last week. Sharp as a tack. The mayor gave him a nice proclamation and, he was a Marine, on Iwo Jima.
Whoa. Well, so, paid his dues,
great guy.
And well, thank you, Mr. Seckler, for all your service. Congratulations on your longevity and I wish you many more years. Thank you. And thanks for bringing that. I love to acknowledge stuff like that on the
air.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, when you think back on the Greatest Generation, I mean, I think back my adopted fathers were Bill Reddy, Ralph Decker, you know, I mean, Chief Whalen, but the firefighters, it is camaraderie, it was like when I was on the police department, I hadn't seen camaraderie like that since I was in the military. I mean, it's the same kind of a deal, all kind of all for one for all. When you started,
yes.
Now, what has changed dramatically?
I would say our training. You know, now we send all new recruits to the academy. They'll do 4 weeks here with our training captain, and then they'll go down to the State Fire Academy and go for another 10 weeks.
Oh, cool.
So they come out a little more well-rounded. Then, you know, you come back here, it's blue-collar work, so you learn the job here, but you're going to have a good foundation. I think we've learned that, you know, cancer kills firemen more than it kills anybody else, just about.
Kill my dad.
So we've learned to be cleaner. We wash our gear after fires now. We decontaminate ourselves at the fire scene. We decontaminate our gear at the fire scene, then we bring it back. We have gear extractors. They're big washing machines just for our gear. We take showers. We clean our compartments better. We've always cleaned our hoses after a fire.
Yes.
But we clean all of our stuff, you know, and we're smarter. We're smarter than we were. Not that we're any smarter, but we've learned from the way it used to be how to be healthier, you know?
Yeah. And you know, I can remember as a kiddo in the old Central.
Yep.
The big tower where they would hang the hoses to dry.
Yeah.
You know? But it's interesting you say that. My dad died of cancer. And his lungs were shot with everything. But they fought. When he went to Boston, they said his lungs were scarred from, like, chemicals.
Yeah.
And that's... If you remember back, some of you won't, some of you will. Some of it was the paneling. Remember when they went to that fake wood paneling
Yep.
Well, I know he was sick as a dog. There was a fire, I think, on over in Morningside. And he was so sick when he came home. And that whole house had been redone. And years later, Chief, I met a guy that used to run marathons. And he was barely able to breathe.
Ooh.
Well, he bought a house that was totally toxic. The glue interacted with the carpet, something with the cabinets, and it literally was poisoning him and his wife.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you're smart to be smarter.
Yeah. Well, you know, we learn. You know, you learn over time, and yeah. You know, and then you got to implement change. Change is hard. You know, there used to be, there's still, you know, in every station, I imagine,
right.
There's still burn marks from cigarettes, you know,
yeah.
Where guys would go out on a call and the cigarette would stay burning, in the bathrooms. Now they were on non-combustible surfaces, but you know, nobody smokes anymore.
No,
we're smart enough not to do that kind of thing. And you can't, there's a law against it because we're covered over the heart and lung bill.
Right.
So, but you know, that's just smarter, you know? So, you know, it's just being smarter, looking at ourselves, training a lot better, training, you know, smarter. So,
yeah. And like you said, more research is being done every day,
yes.
You know, about before it was just, I don't know if there were ever any research done.
There's always, FPA does do the research. Well, very recently, Governor Healey signed a bill getting rid of the PFAS that's in our turnout gear. So in the future, we're only going to buy non-PFAS, you know, forever okay. chemicals turnout gear. So that's another little incremental step that I don't know how it's going to be funded because turnout gear is ungodly expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if our gear currently has PFAS in it, but you know, maybe it does, but it's also in not in your shampoo, not so much for you, but for, so, you know, it's hard to get away from it, but you limit your use as best you can.
Now, what is PFAS, just for the listeners?
Oh, gosh. It's a forever chemical.
Right.
So something that once released into the environment stays in the environment for forever. And it gets in your fatty tissue. If you have enough of it, it's a carcinogen. But it's literally, they're coming to see now that it's in everything. So...
Well, I have a fatty tissue, so don't worry about that. I'm storing it for you. We're going to take a break here. I'm with Chief Thomas Hammond. He's the chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department. I have because my dad was a firefighter for years and years, but I have a great affinity for all public servants, firefighters, police, politicians, because it's not an easy job today. There's so many things out there now. Our fire department, thanks be to God, has a quick medical response. Boom, boom. They're there. They're EMTs. And like the chief said, if you have an opportunity to listen to a scanner, you will. And it's, you know, I get up rather early in the morning. And even then, they're going out. They're on calls. It's really it's a changed world, and I applaud them for their courage, for their bravery, and for their dedication to their job. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. Now, I know some of you really get upset with this, but I don't care. This is my flag. You don't have to love it. You don't have to respect it even. All I'm asking you to do is please do not desecrate it. I have a lot of friends that are buried under this flag, many more acquaintances. And all those people, when you drive through the cemetery, have a flag on their grave. At one point in time, they signed their name on a dotted line to die for this flag. So all I'm asking is, please, please, please don't desecrate it. Thank you. We'll be right back with Chief Tom Sammons.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at berkshiremobilefarmersmarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, we're back. The good-looking guy, it's not me. That's Tom Sammons. He's the chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department. A man I have a great deal of respect, all of them, men and women of the fire department, have a great deal of respect and admiration for. They do something that could literally take their life to help all of us. And I think people need to start remembering that, not just with the fire, with the police, with the EMS. Let's not be so critical of people that you know nothing about or probably couldn't do what they do. So listen, when we've had this discussion, I don't know how the guys feel or the gals there feel, but my gut is you get blamed, Chief Dolly gets blamed, and the others that are in civil service, the department heads, get blamed for the overtime, not knowing that a lot of the overtime is caused by civil service. Inefficient. I'm going to just say that they're inefficient. You don't have to agree with me. That's just my gut.
No, it's a big part of it. But, you know, us and the police, you know, we have minimum manning standards.
Exactly.
You know, and that So, and people are entitled to take their vacations. We're rolling into deer season right now, and we got a lot of really good hunters that make really good venison jerky. But they're entitled to take their time off.
Sure.
And so once you get below minimum manning, we still have to have an officer and two firefighters on every engine. And we still have to man the truck company. We still have to have a shift commander. So, you know, it creates overtime. It's just the nature of the beast. Yeah. If you had more, you know, if we had 130 firefighters, yeah, you know, that would be great. I would love that.
Yeah.
But we don't. So. Yeah.
And I think what the point you just made is so important. They are entitled to their time off. And, yeah. You know, I'm one of the old guys. Thanks for not noticing the old part. We had mandatory overtime.
Yeah.
And after a while, that causes family issues and, you know, kids ball games and all kinds of stuff. And I just think there's got to be a more efficient way. That's just me.
Yep.
To do it. I mean, I've been all over the world and I've seen it from community colleges. You go, you pay, you get your degree. When you come out, you still go to the academy, but the process. Now we have unions. When I was on, we just had associations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I get really sometimes not angry, but just discouraged with people in politics, elected officials, who say, well, your overtime budget. Well, they should know. They shouldn't be beating you up for your overtime budget. And
well,
it's gotten better. But
it's gotten better. And, you know, it costs money every time there's a fire in the city of Pittsfield.
Yeah.
Or we need to send a truck company to a surrounding town. You know, you have to bring people in because – you know, you go through, you know, the firefighters that respond to the fire are going to get beat
right.
up. And, you know, you're going to have other people come in to, and that creates overtime. There's, you know, there's a number of different reasons why, you know, and there's
right.
folks, overtime for state training. A lot of the state training for hazmat is paid for by the state. So it looks like, you know, there's we're paying for overtime, but we're getting backfilled by the
right.
by the state of Massachusetts. So,
and folks, just so you understand, we want them trained.
Oh yeah,
we want them trained, especially in hazmat and all the stuff that's happening today with the fentanyl and all that. The you know people now are carrying fentanyl in their cars and all this.
Well, but, not only fentanyl. One of the latest, we'll call it a threat, is the lithium-ion batteries. When a lithium-ion battery pack fails, that is an extremely hot, ferocious fire. That's something new within the last 5 years. That you know, we just had one the other night. A guy came down, he bought a brand new electric bike. You see him all over the place.
Yeah.
Charging it overnight. He came down early in the morning. I don't want to say exactly what time. I'm not sure. But it was smoking. The battery pack was smoking. So he took it off and he threw it out in his front yard.
Right.
And it exploded. So in time,
yeah.
had he stayed in bed,
yeah.
That would have started a fire. And the scary thing, if we can do another little public service.
Absolutely.
If you have an electric bike and you're charging it, do not have it near your egress of your house. Don't have it near your front door. Don't have it near your back door. If you can, have it chained up outside because those are killing people in New York City. There are so many of them. New York City is a different animal. There's, you know, millions more people. But, you know, if it happens there, it can happen here. And
exactly.
You know, they're losing high rises, you know, 18 story buildings where they just get, you know, one lithium ion battery fire.
Right.
And they're losing people. Firefighters are getting hurt. They're rescuing. It happened so fast and so hot that it's really a challenge to the fire service right now.
And you know, I can dovetail on that a little bit. I have a breathing machine, Inogen. And yep. I have a battery, but it's a special battery to take my machine on a plane. It's FAA approved.
Right.
Yeah. So, but that's excellent news. And Chief, go back again, if you would, with new audience. Folks, if you use an electric heater, the Chief will tell you how to power it.
Yeah. So any electric heater, anything that heats or cools, right? So air conditioner. We're coming out of that season, but plug it directly into a wall. Do not use extension cords. We go to fires every year where an extension cord has failed. You know, we've had fatalities in the city of Pittsfield because of that.
Yes.
Major damage to houses. So anything that heats or cools, plug it directly into the wall and don't use an extension cord at all.
Now, do you think that would be the same philosophy with an electric bike? It must draw a lot of power.
Oh, I would definitely. I bet it says on plug directly into a wall.
Okay. So, yeah. Again, we got to be responsible for our own actions. You know, I know the Chief, one of his favorite things to talk about, because he really likes them, are candles.
Yeah, you don't see them in my house.
No.
Any live fire. So any live fire that you decide to have inside your house is a threat. Let's face it. If it gets away from you, if it's too close to a curtain, if it's too close to combustibles, cigarettes is the same thing.
Right.
You know, kids with matches and lighters. You got to keep all that stuff out of reach. Candles are dangerous. If you decide to have a candle lit in your house, keep in mind that don't have it lit if you leave the room.
Right.
An unattended live fire in your house is dangerous. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I mean, at my age, I stopped having candles on my birthday cakes simply because of the fire hazard and my inability to blow them out. But
there you go.
But why we do this show, and I try to have the Chief on at least 4 times a year, because I think it's important you understand how important it is to take care of yourself and know these things. I mean, till I had the Chief on, I used to plug in my air conditioner to an extension cord because it was more convenient. Well, now I don't. I plug it right into the wall, and we have to work to keep ourselves safe. And
right.
and more and more that's happening. The other thing that I can remember recently, the storage of gasoline over the winter for your lawnmower. Because when I was a kid, I was the snowblower with a shovel.
Yep.
But that was one of his bugaboos, too, not to store it in the house.
Do not. It's, you know, the vapors, if they can escape out of the can, and it gets to a lower explosive limit, it's going to ignite, you know, if it finds a, if it finds a spark, if it finds a, you know, if we find them in a house, you know, if we're there on a call, we find gasoline in the house, we put it outside. It's that simple. It's, you know, it's going to save your life.
Actually many years ago that happened in our neighborhood, and fortunately my father was there, and fortunately we had a fire extinguisher in just every room in the house. Go ahead.
The little spiel about fire extinguishers, since we're talking about it. If you have a fire extinguisher, an old one, where the needle is not in the green anymore,
right,
and it's just sitting, you can well, buy a new one.
Right.
And like a Kitty 110, it's a small one for your kitchen or a small one. And there are ABC extinguishers, so you can use it on, you know, common combustibles or flammable liquid fires or electric. But if you have old ones, you can dispose of them in your regular garbage. There's no special way to get rid of them. But you know, you should have one handy near the kitchen. You know, but still, if you ever do have a small fire in your house, just for your homeowner's insurance, you should contact the fire department to come out. That'll generate a report. They'll also check for extension inside the house. And that's important. If you put in a house claim and you don't, and we never arrived, it's going to be more difficult to put in a claim if you need to.
You've had some pretty significant fires recently, and you've knocked them down pretty darn well.
Yeah, well, you know, in the last month, the Pittsfield police have found two of them.
Yeah,
one on 3rd Street and one right in back of headquarters up here. They were both quick knockdowns.
0-0-0.
But that being said, you know, there's small fires in the city of Pittsfield all the time that never make the news. We catch them in the incipient stage, just when they get started, somebody calls. And we put them out. We go back to the station. We don't think really twice about it. A lot of times we don't even pull a hose line. You know, we can knock it down with a water can or a extinguisher. But that happens. It happens all the time. So really, fire safety is very important. You know, a little common sense goes a long way.
Yeah, I think back on a former neighbor who's since long moved. He was an engineer in the GE, and he lit his grill on his closed-in back porch. But needless to say, I fortunately helped him get it out. You can't explain someone's thinking. If someone wanted to join the fire department, how would they go about it? Is there an age, too young, too old?
Well, I think you got to be 21. I think there's no cap on the age. But it's a civil service. That's City of Pittsfield Civil Service. So there's, I think there's a civil service test in the spring. Or this fall, I'm not sure. But you go to mass.gov civil service, and it has all of the civil service tests.
Yeah.
So for police, fire, there's a whole slew of civil service tests. You take the test. You know, residents and veterans have preferential. They get points. We usually hire residents. You know, you have to have resident status. You got to live in the city of Pittsfield for a year. You got to be able to document it. You got to show that you, you got to have 3 forms of verification that you're a resident. Or if you're a veteran, you got to have your DD-214. And, you know, fill out the application. We do a background check. We do a very extensive background check nowadays. And then we do the interviews, and then selection process, and then you get hired, and then it's a very rewarding career.
Yeah, it is, and it's but understand, you're going to go through training here, and then you're going to go to an academy, so you got to kind of be in shape.
Well, you got to be in shape, and it's not a job, it's a career. You know, we don't want people that want to use this, you know, be here. It's a large investment for the city of Pittsfield hire, train, a firefighter. The gear is very expensive. You're measured for it, so it fits you well. So we want people that are, you know, like me. I'm starting my 29th year. We don't have a lot of turnover here. People, it's a great place to work. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of cool stuff, you know, hands down. We do a lot of cool stuff. But we also help people on their worst days. You know, it's very rewarding when you're able to do that. You know, you get done. Not all of them turn out successful, but, most of the time they do. So.
In the firefighting world, what's been the most dramatic change you've seen?
Again, you know, I go right back to the same thing.
0-0-0.
Our being cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, where we decontaminate a lot more. For me, that's one of, I mean, there's a lot of changes.
Right? Yeah.
There's always change. We're getting new tools. But really just the shift from the grizzly old firefighter to the, clean gear, clean equipment, decontaminated surfaces. We're updating our kitchens in the fire stations. Yeah, so they're easier to decontaminate. We learned that during COVID, that our cooking surfaces and our kitchens were in horrible shape. You couldn't decontaminate them. So the past administration and the current administration are working with us to update our living spaces to be healthier and more economical. So we're doing new
systems, well,
better windows, our performance.
When I drive by headquarters, I love the board windows. They really add a lot.
Yeah, that's going to be a big project.
I can.
76, so.
I think the current mayor and some of the councilors have realized you can't defer maintenance forever, because
that is true.
And I applaud them for taking on the big projects. And again, I want people to understand and support all the efforts of the fire to upgrade the fire stations, simply because they are living quarters.
Yeah.
They go to and they live in there. They cook, they sleep, they shower. And it was, I always felt it was a real disservice that we let them slide. And I know things, but you know what? If they had done this 5 years ago, it'd be cheaper than doing it now.
Well,
and if
that's like
another 5 years, it'll be more expensive than it is to do it now.
Yep.
But I'm glad you're doing that, Chief. I really am, because you deserve those living quarters. But I have to, I'll share an old story with you. They're all sitting out in front of all a headquarters one day, and a former mayor who wasn't a fan of the firefighters or the fire department, specifically the chief. You probably can understand it. So he's walking by and they're all sitting there. And he says, "You guys got a racket." And they said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah. Look it, we're paying you to sit outside in the sun. God." And then, so one of them, who, again, a World War II guy, said, "Well, Chief, Mr. Mayor, the next time there's a fire at 3 a.m. in the morning, we'll call you. You can come with us."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't see it as much as you used to, but in the old days, you know, they'd drag those chairs out and they'd sit right in front of.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
No.
You know what? Really, we're too busy.
Yeah.
If it's not training, it's calls. We train every day. You know, and we're always busy. You know, there's a lot to do here.
And that, don't you think that is part of the evolution? Because in the old days, they really didn't train that much. They went And that's not a condemnation of them. It's just the way things were done. You got trained, you became junior, senior firefighter, and there you were.
Yep. Well, and you know, there's a lot of truth to that. We do a lot more as a fire department. Yeah. When somebody calls 911 and they don't know who to call, it's the fire department that goes.
Right.
So, you know, we're always doing something crazy. Yeah. You know, we come back to quarters and laugh about it because, you know, you wouldn't think that you would ever do something like that, but you do.
And that
is true. Our trainings have gotten a lot better. All the EMT training, you know, that's every 2 years you got to
retrain,
you gotta redo your EMT, and that's quite a lengthy process.
Yeah.
There's continuous training for everything. You know, every year you have to do a certain amount of in-service training. So,
and again, before we have to go, I want to say this. Think about what he said: rescue, dive. You know, all the different types of training they have to experience to be qualified in hazmat. Chief, one last quick. What about electric cars and their batteries? Now, I've read a couple stories that they're not good for firefighters either.
Well, it's the same thing. So it's the lithium ion battery challenge that's an emerging, we'll call it an emerging threat. And how to deal with them, how to put them out. You can put, if you do have, you don't have enough water to put one of those fires out. But what you have to be concerned about is if you have an electric car fire, that car has to go sit somewhere because it can start a fire again in 5 days just on its own. Yeah. There's video of it in New York City where it was, again, electric bikes, but it was an electric bike business. And they went and put the fire out. And then within 24 hours, they were back to the same location because there were batteries in the, you know, you can go on YouTube and watch it.
I'll do that. Yeah, crazy. Listen, Chief, I can't thank you enough. You're always willing to come on, share your knowledge. And again, we're before we go, the chief and I are begging you, get your furnace checked, get your chimneys checked. Please, because the weather is here now. It was 64 in the old fat guy's living room this morning. And fortunately, I had somebody look at my furnace about 4 weeks ago to be ready for this.
Yep, that's smart.
Well, you know, Dad, I owe you a lot. Never go above, never stay in a hotel where the ladders can't reach you.
Always find
the emergency exit on the floor you're on.
Yep.
I got 1,000 of them, but the chief does too. But these, please, please get your heating systems checked. Get your cars checked. Get your tires checked. Because winter will be upon us before we know it.
That's a fact.
Chief, to you and all the firefighters in all of the world, and especially Pittsfield, thank you for your service to this community for the 29 years you've been slugging away at it, buddy. Just think.
Very good.
Where did the time go? I ask myself that every day.
Yeah, I hear you.
To the chief, all the firefighters, and all of you, God bless. And today, make somebody smile. Make somebody's load just a little bit lighter. And remember, we're all in this together. Each other, that's all that we have. Really and truly, think about it. Hate breeds hate. Don't ever forget that. Chief, you are the best. I would stop in and see you, but the mayor has barred me from the fire station.
So, not true.
No.
All right, very good.
No,
Bill.
I'm only kidding. Thank you, and please be safe, all of you. Be safe, and thank you for your service. Bye, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.